Google has more than $30 billion in cash reserves. So whenever the internet search giant decides to invest millions of dollars in a new business, say advertising, social networking, or smartphones, companies already in that business get very, very nervous.
But there is one exception, and it's right here in Massachusetts.
When Google decided to put millions into a patch of Alston real estate, developers welcomed the corporation with open arms.
Google is investing $28 million to help build a Charles View Residences, one of the largest low-income housing developments in the country.
Earlier today, we spoke with Greg Vassell, CEO of the Greater Boston Real Estate Board, and he gave us a primer on what exactly companies like Google stand to gain from investing in affordable housing.
It comes down to three words: big tax credits.
The company would want to invest in affordable housing because for their investment, they would realize a return in capital in the form of the dollar-for-dollar reduction in tax liability for the property or for the investor.
So essentially, they reduce their taxable income that the government can tax as a corporation.
Yes, by investing in these particular types of projects.
And I understand that the return can, in years past, has been really good, something like they could buy a dollar of tax credits for 70 cents or less.
Yes. Yes.
So double-digit returns in cases.
Yes. And, you know, and especially in this market, when you take a look at other investments that are out there, namely the stock market and banks and interest return, people look to invest their money in these housing projects because they can get a better rate of return and get some tax advantages. And these projects have a demand. We need more affordable housing, and more will continue to be built. So, you know, I think they feel safe in terms of investing in them.
In the case of banks, it's maybe a percent if you're lucky, and T-bills not much more than that. So it seems like an excellent investment. But I always thought that it was real estate development companies that were the ones investing in affordable housing. How common is it for these completely unrelated companies such as Google, such as Apple, such as, you know, companies that have nothing to do with real estate to put their money into affordable housing?
It's becoming more common because they do have capital, and all of them answer to either boards of directors or, if they're publicly traded, to shareholders, and they're trying to make as much money for their organizations as they possibly can. So, you know, this is one that falls squarely into something that they need to look at.
Now, I understand from the perspective of developers who are building these affordable housing complexes, they saw the credit market dry up just like the rest of us did in the middle of the financial crisis. So is this a way for them to get the capital they need to actually put shovels in the ground?
Part of the problem that we experienced with sort of that downturn was you had the implosion of the commercial mortgage-backed security market. People just petrified of what was going on with the whole banking world. And so I think a lot of people stepped back out of the marketplace because they thought the sky was falling and they didn't know what was going to happen. Now people are sort of coming back out and realizing, hey, these are a pretty good vehicle, they're good projects, and there's a demand for them.
And they can also do what Google did and put out a press release that says, we are investing in affordable housing in a community that we value.
Yes.
PR value, essentially.
Yes. They could look at this as another kind of philanthropy, whereas, you know, sometimes if you give a large amount of money to a charity, you can affect some people, but not as many. Here, they can, I think, touch a lot more.
Mm. You know, this morning in the Boston Globe, Greg Judge, who is the chief operating officer of Boston Financial Investment Management, he said something which I wanted to ask you about. He was quoted as saying that if you take these investments away, you know, of the sort that Google has just made in the Charles View project, that it would be impossible to make the numbers work on low-income rents and get these things built. And he basically said 90% of these projects would never even get funded. I mean, is this money coming in from corporations that essential to building affordable housing in Massachusetts?
Yes. This form of subsidy is important because when you take a look at your construction costs, your land costs, and what their ultimate rents have to be, especially for affordable projects, because the cost of doing business in Massachusetts is higher, you could never rent the properties out for the rent that you need to meet the needs of this marketplace if you didn't have this subsidy coming in from these companies.
You know, at first glance, this seems like a win-win-win. You get affordable housing financed and hopefully constructed. You have corporations seeing healthy return on their investment. And you also have the state saying, look, we're getting people into housing that otherwise maybe wouldn't have been built. But I wonder, on the other hand, what happens with these tax credits is that essentially the companies who are doing the investing reduce their overall taxable income. So is that not perhaps a downside for the state, that they're just going to lose the amount of, or reduce the amount of money they can gather in tax revenue from these companies?
Well, remember, there's a cap on the amount of tax credits that they can use. It's not unlimited. When the government looks at how much that they can give out, there's a finite amount. Once it's reached, Congress has to take a look at this again and decide whether or not they put out some more.
What I wonder is, when you have so many companies like Google, we mentioned a couple others, Apple, Sherwin-Williams, even Berkshire Hathaway, of course, Warren Buffett's company, do you see this kind of investment from companies growing across the state? Are there other projects that look ripe for companies like Google to say, we want to invest in affordable housing in some other towns?
I would bet that there are other affordable housing projects that are out there that they're looking at. I think the interesting opportunity would be is if the federal government took a long, hard look at workforce housing and tried to come up with some kind of a tax credit program, because as we look around Boston, everybody admits that there's a need for affordable housing, but there's also a great need for workforce housing. And a lot of the people that would live in that kind of housing would potentially work at some of these companies. We always talk about jobs, and if we're going to grow companies here in Massachusetts, we have to have places for these people to live. So I'm thinking that, you know, that maybe the next iteration of this is some kind of a break to create workforce housing that can actually house the people that are going to work for these companies, and encouraging them to grow and stay here in the Commonwealth.
Greg Vassell, CEO of Greater Boston Real Estate Board, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks a lot.
Stay with us. Still ahead, the future of classical music in Boston as the BSO kicks off a new season. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.